to strap on a gun and pin on a badge and become a lawman. Well, you put in your 20 years working for the big city police, and the wife is on you to retire and live a more sedate lifestyle, so you put in your papers and get a job with the Rural Sheriff's Department down in South Florida. A sleepy little town where nothing ever happens. At first, it's kind of nice when you get out because you used to work in an inner city where gunfights happen every night, where you're always fishtailing around corners. So at first, rural life ain't too bad. You get in your squad car, it's a brand new one. The ones you're used to working with have the seats all busted out. A brand new squad car, air conditioning works just fine. But after the first couple of weeks go by, you can only eat so many Bavarian cream donuts. I mean, the town's got one stinking bank and it's never been robbed. I mean, the drunks don't even get fighting on Saturday night. They're real polite to each other. Excuse me. Oh, no, excuse me. You got the urge to do some knuckle busting there. I mean, you're about to talk to yourself and suddenly you see him. He doesn't think you saw him. He just gets into his car, starts it up, and drives away. But you saw him and you take off. He sees you coming and hits the gas. Hit the light and siren and you give hot pursuit while firing out the window of the squad car. Yeah! Stand up! Well, when you know he loses control of that bad boy, and when that car coasts to a stop, that's when you let him have it. I mean, you get him out of that car and say, don't you ever park in a handicapped space again, you no good out proper tags. And then you take him downtown and fuck up.
Trading was heavy on Wall Street.